20 years ago, it was hard to imagine anything more harmful to the environment than a heavy-duty diesel truck emitting thick black smoke and pollutants.
I was in the trucking industry.
John Force, a successful race car driver on the American National Hot Rod Association drag racing circuit, was a truck driver in the 1960s. Nowadays, he loves reminiscing about his early years, but he also said he's glad that green diesel has become possible.
That's why you look in the cities around America, around the world. If they hadn't come up, you know, with product lines, you know, we're just killing our world that we live in. Our children in time are going to see a different era.
The push for cleaner diesel fuel came when the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency issued a mandate requiring all heavy-duty diesel trucks, beginning with those built starting in 2010, to reduce the emission of particulate matter and nitrogen oxides to near zero levels. At this facility in Southern California, Old World Industries manufactures Blue DEF, a commodity chemical used in agricultural products like fertilizer. It is also called diesel exhaust fluid and is essential in cleaning exhaust fumes. The technology behind this is called selective catalytic reduction, SCR, which injects Blue DEF into the exhaust stream of the diesel engine, converting nitrogen oxides into nitrogen and water, elements already in the air we breathe, allowing diesel vehicles to meet EPA regulations.
And some of the most polluted areas of the country, in Los Angeles, for example, the new generation of diesel trucks, the exhaust coming out of those trucks is actually cleaner than the air going in on some high pollution days.
The United States had more than 133 million diesel trucks on its roadways in 2012, the latest figures from the U.S. Transportation Department. In addition to aiding the environment, the technology has also led to an increase in fuel efficiency, with some diesel engines outfitted with SCR technology using 3 to 5%, and in some cases up to 10% less fuel than older engines. That cost savings adds up for Class 8 vehicles, which at nearly 15,000 kilograms are the biggest on the road.
And when you're talking about heavy-duty equipment or Class 8 vehicles, 5 to 10% diesel savings is significant. Diesel is the greatest spend with regard to cost of operating one of these Class 8 rigs. And so that fuel efficiency gain that you're getting more than pays for the diesel exhaust fluid.
It takes about $13 worth of diesel exhaust fluid to treat 100 gallons of diesel. The diesel industry says they hope the fuel economy savings will, in the long run, justify the high initial investment cost for the technology. Jenny Adulo for VOA News, Los Angeles, California.